neighbours in your part of Shropshire?
Perfectly horrid. Never speak to one of them.
How immensely you must amuse them. By the way, Shropshire is your county, is it not?
Shropshire? Oh, yes, of course. Hello, why all these cups? Why cucumber sandwiches? Why such reckless extravagance in one so young? Who is coming to tea?
Oh, Mary, Aunt Augusta and Gwendolyn.
How perfectly delightful.
Yes, that's all very well, but I'm afraid Aunt Augusta won't quite approve of your being here.
May I ask why?
My dear fellow, the way you flirt with Gwendolyn is perfectly disgraceful. It's almost as bad as the way Gwendolyn flirts with you.
I am in love with Gwendolyn. I've come up to town expressly to propose to her.
I thought you came up for pleasure. I call that business.
How utterly unromantic you are.
It is very romantic to be in love. But there is nothing romantic about a definite proposal. Why, one may be accepted. One usually is, I believe. Then the excitement is all over. The very essence of romance is uncertainty. If ever I get married, I shall certainly try to forget the fact.
Well, I've no doubt about that, dear Algy. The divorce court was specially invented for people whose memories are so curiously constituted.
No, please don't touch the cucumber sandwiches. They are ordered especially for Aunt Augusta.
Well, you've been eating them all the time.
That's quite a different matter. She is my aunt. Have some bread and butter. The bread and butter is for Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn is devoted to bread and butter.
Mmm, very good bread and butter it is, too.
My dear fellow, you need not eat it as though you were going to eat it all. You behave as though you were married to her already. You are not married to her already, and I don't think you ever will be.
Why on earth do you say that?
Well, in the first place, girls never marry the men they flirt with. Girls don't think it right.
Oh, that's nonsense.
It isn't. It is a great truth. It accounts for the extraordinary number of bachelors one sees all over the place. In the second place, I don't give my consent.
Your consent?
My dear fellow, Gwendolyn is my first cousin. And before I allow you to marry her, you will have to clear up the whole question of Sicily.
Sicily? What do you mean, Algy, by Sicily? I don't know anyone of the name of Sicily.
Oh, really? Well, I found this cigarette case in the smoking room after the last time you dined here. And I thought it belonged to you. Oh, but now I look at the inscription inside, I find that the thing isn't yours after all.
Of course it's mine. You've seen me with it 100 times, and you've no right whatsoever to read what's written inside. It's a very ungentlemanly thing to read a private cigarette case.
No, but this isn't your cigarette case. This cigarette case is a present from someone of the name of Sicily. And you said you didn't know anyone of that name.
Well, if you want to know, Sicily happens to be my aunt.
Your aunt?
Yes. Charming old lady she is, too, lives at Tunbridge Wells. Just give it back to me, Algy.
But why does she call herself Little Sicily if she is your aunt and lives at Tunbridge Wells? From Little Sicily with her fondest love.
My dear fellow, what on earth is there in that? Some aunts are tall, some aunts are not tall. That is a matter that surely an aunt may be allowed to decide for herself.
Yes, but why does your aunt call you her uncle? From Little Sicily with her fondest love to her dear Uncle Jack. There is no objection, I admit, to an aunt being a small aunt, but why an aunt, no matter what her size may be, should call her own nephew her uncle, I can't quite make out. Besides, your name isn't Jack at all, it's Ernest.
It isn't Ernest, it's Jack.
You have always told me it was Ernest. I have always introduced you to everyone as Ernest. You answer to the name of Ernest. You look as if your name was Ernest. You are the most earnest-looking person I ever saw in my life. Besides, here is one of your cards. Mr. Ernest Worthing, B4, the Albany. I'll keep this as proof that your name is Ernest if you ever attempt to deny it.
Well, my name is Ernest in town and Jack in the country, and that cigarette case was given me in the country.
Yes, but that does not account for the fact that your small aunt Sicily, who lives at Tunbridge Wells, calls you her dear uncle. Come on, old boy. Tell me the whole thing. I may mention that I have always suspected you of being a confirmed and secret Bunburyist. I'm quite sure of it now.
Bunburyist? What on earth do you mean by Bunburyist?
I'll reveal to you the meaning of that incomparable expression as soon as you are kind enough to inform me why you are Ernest in town and Jack in the country.
Well, produce my cigarette case first.
Yes, yes. Now, produce your explanation and pray make it improbable.
My dear fellow, there's nothing improbable about my explanation at all. Old Mr. Thomas Cardew, who adopted me when I was a little boy, made me in his will guardian to his granddaughter, Miss Sicily Cardew. Sicily, who addresses me as her uncle from motives of respect that you could not possibly appreciate, lives at my place in the country under the charge of her admirable governess, Miss Prism.
Where is that place in the country, by the way?
That is nothing to you, dear boy. You are not going to be invited. I may tell you candidly that the place is not in Shropshire.
I suspected that, my dear fellow. I have Bunburyed all over Shropshire on 2 separate occasions.